The debate has come just 2 weeks after the whistleblowing site WikiLeaks published 400,000 classified US documents on the Iraq War, citing allegations of torture. President George W. Bush is reported to have written in his new memoir that he personally gave the go-ahead to CIA officers to use waterboarding techniques to extract confessions from the alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The U.S., however, insists things have changed.
On his second full day in office, President Obama categorically affirmed the United States' commitment to abiding by the ban on torture and cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
And for many, it's still just a dream, with more than 300 U.S. civil liberties and community groups criticizing what they called glaring inadequacies in the U.S.'s domestic record.
Where we can address the issues of women, homelessness, children, mental illness, the fact that we have to end poverty, the fact that we have people of color that being racial profiling. Those issues need to be lifted.
And at the half-day conference in Geneva, Cuba urged the U.S. to stop war crimes and the killing of civilians, and Venezuela called on the U.S. to put on trial those responsible for victims of torture. Iran, often the target of U.S. criticisms about human rights, was also represented.
As you know, the U.S. Congress has approved numerous and, in certain cases, extensive sanctions against other countries. Such sanctions, especially in the case of Iran, are directly targeted at the very rights of the people.
Thanks to the WikiLeaks revelations, the U.S. is likely to remain in the spotlight for some time. Whether conferences like these will push the U.S. into investigating those alleged abuses remains to be seen. Mark Votier, Press TV, at the UN building in Geneva.